Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kids och välkomna tillbaka till podcasten Mina vännerboken. Kul att så många lyssnar. Kul också att så många gillade senaste kompisdejten med Björn Edgren. Citat, det absolut mysigaste jag lyssnat på. Slutcitat, sa en klok lyssnare. Vill du höra vad snacket handlar om? Vill du höra mängder av annat Patreon-exklusivt material? Kanske få någon egen fråga i podden framöver. Ja, men spring då till patreon.com och signa upp dig. Detta har sedan förra veckan gjort av Mjaus Mus, Adam Stålberg, Dennis Enarsson, Frackel och Mattias. Vill man inte bli Patreon så kan man swisha ett tack också för 137 poddar utan reklam till 072-301-7576. Eller så köper man väldigt fet merchandise på podstore.se. Varför inte köpa sin tisha? Det är sommar. Veckans gäst, hörni, ett välkänt ansikte på Stockholms stand-up-scen och en välkänd stämma om man lyssnar på exempelvis AMK morgon. Otroligt rolig, hörni. Men innan vi kör igång, minns ni förresten skämskudden som bara legat och prytt soffan din sen avsnitt 46 med Jonathan Rowlings? Gå och hämta den igen, därför att nu ska Robin återigen försöka fatta engelska, därför att 137 sidan i Mina vännerboken Catherine Leroux. Hej!
Hej!
Hur mår du?
Bra.
Gör du?
Så bra.
Gud, vad skönt att höra.
Maybe a bit tired.
Maybe a bit. Ja. Var det fest igår?
Yeah, just a little bit. It was some family members who came over to the house. Mm. They insisted that we see each other after corona times. Mm. Even though we're still like in the middle of it, I guess. But yeah, and it was nice, you know. And sometimes when siblings get together, they can be rowdy.
Ja, just det.
Yeah.
Har du antikroppar?
I have no idea.
Nej,
but I think I've known that people have been paying like 700 to 800 crowns for a test. Uh-huh. And you have to be in a risk group or uh-huh. something like that.
Just det.
Because I would like to take the test.
Ja, det hade varit
especially
skönt.
But I haven't felt any symptoms at all. I'm basically going to take the antibody test so I can just be like, see, it went right through me. you know, I'm lucky. Like, I have really good genes. Like, my ancestors fucking killed it. Like,
vill du ha bananbröd?
Yes, ja, I love banana bread.
Gör du? Vad bra.
Yeah, vi I'm American. Igår.
Men då är det, för det är ju, i Sverige blev det hippt nu i vår, känns det som.
Really?
Ja, det är jättekonstigt.
Oh.
Det kanske blev fel, då får du vara hur ärlig du vill om det är dåligt.
Okej, okay. This is very exciting. Thank you so much.
Hur mycket tar man? Det här är min första, mitt första bananbröd. Är det bra?
I think that looks excellent.
Vill du ha en liten assiett? Ska jag gå hem?
Yeah, yeah, sure, please. Thank you.
Det är bra för
this, is this just a straight banana in here? This is fucking great.
Det är Bianca Ingrossos
oh
recept.
God.
Hon sa att man skulle ha en halv på toppen också som
no way.
Som strössel.
Oh my god, I've never had banana bread like this in my life. I feel like I'm breaking laws here. But I'm very excited. I love bananas in like any in smoothies and bread and all sorts of shit, but I hate them raw.
Okay, perfect.
I don't know, they weird me out. Texture, you know. And I like a hard banana too. I'm a freak. I like a
grön.
Yeah.
Väldigt konstigt.
I know.
Men jag tänkte inte på att det här är amerikansk jävla Thanksgiving nationalrätt. Så du kommer ju vara jättekritisk. Men det får du vara. Det skulle jag uppskatta om du är ärlig. Om det blev dåligt. Så här. Okej, smaka nu så får vi se om det var okej. Du får vara hur hård som helst.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. 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 Okay. Okay, Robin, I have to say it's delicious. It's delicious. I can taste all the textures. I'm trying to do my best Gordon Ramsay. It sucks. I think it's actually really good.
Jag är inte en idiot sandwich.
Mm-mm.
Nej.
No, it was great. I think all the flavors are really, really nice.
Gud, vad skönt.
And I like the texture. Mm-hmm. It's a little spongy, but I like it that way because if you get a dry banana bread, like you can go fuck yourself. Ah, like, don't you give me that dry, crumbly shit.
Gud, vilken tur. Herregud.
But you know, if you ever make it again, maybe a little...
More love.
How did you know I was going to say that? Did you sense it? You sensed it. Like... this is maybe going to sound weird, but cardamom, maybe, or like some cinnamon in here as well. Yeah. But I really like it a lot. This is your first time making it? Nice. Oh my god.
Vet du, egentligen var ju tanken att vi skulle spela in det här i februari. Det minns du. Men då flyttade du till USA.
Yeah.
I
am so grateful to be here, by the way. It's great to see you. But yeah, I went to New York for at the end of February, and it was a little weird because there were some people on the plane that were wearing masks, but I was being very like, this ain't gonna come to America. Give me a break. Never. The first 2 weeks were amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love New York. I love New York. Have you ever been there?
Nej.
You would love it.
Jag kan ju inte engelska. Vilket är anledningen till att jag skjutit på den här intervjun.
Dude, it's doesn't matter.
Nej.
They will understand you with your emotions.
And my banana bread.
And your banana bread. Exactly. If you do that, then nothing else is important.
Men vad var planen?
I wanted to... I do not just stand-up comedy, but voiceover work for like commercials and video games and stuff. And I've done some acting work. And I just wanted more. I felt like I was living in a really small society. You know, Sweden is... it was just very difficult to try to figure out what I was going to do if I wanted to keep acting. You know, because even if I learned perfect Swedish... Like, was I really going to get cast like as a Swedish person in a series or something? So I just started to feel like maybe it was time to, like, go back to the U.S. and see if... Because I went to acting school. That's where I met my Swedish husband.
Just i USA, va?
Yeah.
Just det.
In L.A.
Men för det tänkte jag på, när du flyttade till Sverige...
Mm.
För det här är inte så här baserat på dig. För jag tänkte, om jag skulle flytta till Malta, då skulle jag tänka så här... Jag kommer ju bli Maltas bästa komiker.
Ja.
Och sen så skulle jag förmodligen vara sämsta komikern. Och det är inte baserat på... Men för det jag menar, man kanske tänker så här... Man kommer till en mindre damm och så tänker man att man ska bli bäst där. Och så kanske det är svårare bara, för man har språklig barriär och sånt där.
First of all, that's an amazing idea. That's officially my backup plan.
Fortsätter till mindre och mindre dammar.
Exactly. It's gonna work out great. Honestly, like, I went to acting school for 3 years, and I... When I was living in LA, stand-up was beneath me, bro. And I moved here for my Swedish man love, and I just felt so desperate to have something to do. I lived here for 6 months. Like, I hadn't made any new friends. Like, I couldn't get a job anywhere, even though I had a great resume and I should have been able to find work. But sometimes if you haven't worked in a country and you don't have anything Swedish on your resume, they're like... not sure about hiring you and stuff. So it was difficult. But so I went to Big Ben of a suggestion of someone who's like, you know, there's this English stand-up comedy club on Thursdays. And Yummy Alpha Lobby was the host ah, at the time.
Är det sex, fem år sedan?
Yeah, yeah. Because he also came here for Swedish Love and left, yeah, a couple of, like, yeah, 5-6 years ago. But, yeah, so I just bothered him until he gave me a chance. Mm. And I bit that stand-up bug, and then I was, like, off. I just found something to do. And I mean, it's a whole different thing. It's about writing, you know? It's about figuring out my own voice. Mm-hmm. So that's been nice. Like, mm-hmm. you know, in acting, you, like, figure out emotions. But now here, you're, like, trying to convey those emotions and your thoughts, like, in your writing. And
just det.
Make it funny.
Det är närmare en själv kanske också, på något sätt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But sorry to answer your question. I just, honestly, it's an advantage sometimes to be different. Mm. Like, I'm the only English speaking female, like, American in our group. Kirstie Armstrong is like the second best, or she's okay. She's first best. She's first best to that because she can be bilingual, which is really amazing.
Just det.
Can't imagine doing that.
Är det din plan?
I mean, it may have been at some point, but after I tried it a few times, like, oh, God, can you imagine my sets in Swedish? They were so bad. Hey, allihopa. Good eftermiddagen.
Men om 2 år kanske, eller?
Ja. Yeah.
Det måste vara så jävla svårt att lära sig svenska från engelska eftersom du klarar dig så bra på engelska.
Yeah, but I didn't even feel like I could get inflections or, like,
vad är det?
You know, slang, like, that if I tried to tell a joke in Swedish, like, I'd have to change the way that I say it, you know, not, like, that's what I think is so amazing about the Swedish comics that have jokes in Swedish and transfer them to English, because it's like you're using slang and, like, inflection, like, how you say the sentence, you know, which, I mean, is super important sometimes because people remember our rhythms and, like, how we sound and stuff like that. Okay, wait. I can do a really great Carl Stanley.
Okay.
Yeah, typical. So, I'm sorry.
Well.
Keep it.
Att du ger bort det där gratis, alltså. Det är så schysst.
I just think it's so cute. Like, Stockholmska. Ugh. Ja, men ja, kan jag snälla få ett glas vatten?
Det är jättebra.
Det är äckligt. När det är. When I was a servitris, den fan jävla tjejer. Det är någon glutenfri pasta. And I'm like, nej, det finns inte. Knulla dig själv.
Jättebra stockholmska.
Thank you.
Du är by, vad sa du? By tvåspråkig.
Ja, tvåspråkig.
Tvåspråkig.
Ja.
Men nej, jag fick inte riktigt vilken, vad hade du för bild av Sverige innan du kom hit då?
Oh.
Var det så här?
Oh. That y'all were riding polar bears and
nej.
sunbathing in the nude and no, I mean, when I met my Swedish husband, we spent one vacation here for like 2-3 weeks. But I came in the middle of the summer. So it was like how it is now. It's absolutely gorgeous outside. Everyone's outside. The streets are full. The trees are green. The birds are chirping. There's music outside. There's blah, blah, blah.
Det är missvisande.
Yes. And I was like, magiskt. And then when I moved here, I moved here in December. What the fuck? I didn't even realize how depressed it would make you to have the sun go down at 3 p.m. every day. Ugh, oh my God, January. How does anybody get through that?
Ja, det är just i städer också, för du vet, bor du på landet så kan du göra saker.
Yeah.
Men här är det bara halt och farligt och mörkt.
Yeah.
Helt värdelöst.
Yeah. And everybody just stays home and lights candles and drink wine.
Ja, exakt. Ja, det är alkohol, väldigt mycket alkohol från baren.
Yeah, I know. Genom that's winter. Terrible.
Ja.
Do you drink?
Ja, jag tror att jag dricker alltid. Men
I wasn't sure. I was like, because I don't see you drinking when we're out sometimes.
Nej, men jag dricker väl, jag dricker aldrig innan gig, men alltid efter. För att
always
jag inte
after.
Vill vara full på scen.
And because you deserve it.
Exakt.
Yeah.
Ja, ja, det gör jag verkligen.
It's a weird thing though. Like I had a process of a few years where like, yeah, I had to have a beer before I went up.
Just
because
det.
I wanted to loosey-goosey, you know, because sometimes you listen back on your sets and it's like, oh God, like I was so stiff or like, it's like, relax, relax, relax. So hard.
Men hur har du nu då? Har du någon rutin?
Mean, yeah, no, I mean, I... My body, for some reason, is just not handling it anymore. Like, I'm 30 now. I'm a foot in the grave. Like, oh, can't take it. But I feel better, though, when I don't drink as much.
När är du född? But,
yeah.
När är du... Förlåt. När kombinationen med att jag är dålig på engelska och pratar som att jag är full, att jag är så otydlig. Det är en dålig kombination. När är du född? Förlåt.
Oh, when Vilket was år? I born? Oh,
när?
Oh, Colorado. Where was I born? Sorry. Don't cut any of this. They need to know who
exakt.
I really am.
Gud.
They need to know who I really am.
När? Vilket år?
Oh, yeah, 1989. Like okay. Taylor Swift.
Aha, är hon 89?
Yeah, she has an album named 1989.
Just det. Jag lyssnar mest på 22 låten.
Oh,
den är
really? Yeah, oh, that's a good one.
Det är en väldigt bra låt.
Can you sing a bit for me?
I don't know about you. I'm feeling 22. I think I'll be alright. Oh. Get to the point.
That was great.
Min plan här är att vi ska ju bli kompisar.
Really?
Ingen, du hade ingen aning.
I would really like that.
Jag också.
Like a lot.
Och jag vill betona, för du sa när vi kom hit att det var nummer 137 eller något sånt där. Men hade det inte varit för mitt dåliga självförtroende på engelska så hade du varit här mycket tidigare. Så du vet det bara.
Absolutely. No, and I totally respect that. In fact, even now, I didn't know what nar meant. So I totally trust you.
Ska vi vänta några år till kanske?
Maybe. Thank you for the cake. I'll come back. I'll be in fact
här.
I'm gonna take the rest.
Och så hörs vi när du är tvåspråkig.
Hej då. Puss och kram.
Slut på skämtet. Nu trycker jag på jingelknappen och sen åker vi till vänskapens förlovade land tillsammans.
Kul.
Catherine.
God morgon.
God morgon. Vad unnar du dig?
Oh my god, what does that mean? Unnar. Unnar. Use Google Translate.
How do you treat yourself?
How do I treat myself? Like with pedicures and manicures?
Do you candy or shoes or?
Just weed, lots of weed. No, skoja. It's gonna be one police officer. Okay, I look again. This answer is provocative, so I don't know how you react.
Right.
But I'd have to say I treat myself. By getting a Brazilian wax. You seemed very ready to accept that. That's excellent.
Men när du sa att du skulle säga något kontroversiellt, så tänkte jag så här, är det någon hemsk porr? För då skulle jag ändå vara beredd med att titta lite, vara lite skeptisk.
Oh, really?
Men det här var ju whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, thank you.
Your Brazilian boat.
I mean, first, that's how I think all ladies should travel is on Brazilian boats. you know what the difference is, right? Because there's a bikini wax and then there's...
Yes, exakt. Det är roligt att Brasilien har fått det... Att de fick det uttrycket. Att det är som att så här, brasiliansk... Om man säger det innan så blir det fruktansvärt.
Yeah. It's like, do you know that like a Swedish stone massage isn't Swedish? Or something?
Swedish massage är ju vanlig trökig massage.
Det
är ju
väldigt, is that what it is?
Ja, det är bara rygg. Det är liksom så här, kiropraktor, sportmassage.
Uh-huh.
Så det är tvärtom. Okay. Oh, så jag tänker att en svensk vaxning, det är typ...
It's just like,
det är bara på vaden.
Yeah. It's just on the important parts. Let's not go overboard. Let's get around the rim. And it's so strange. The beauty world is so weird. And I totally agree with you.
Men om någon bjuder dig på brasiliansk middag, så gå inte. För det kommer vara vidrigt, tror jag.
Yeah.
Alltså, de kommer servera den på... Det kommer vara sexuellt på något sätt.
Yeah.
Eftersom det är brasilianskt innan.
Yeah.
Svensk middag, det är super safe.
Yeah.
Kyrkligt.
Yeah. But it can be nice sometimes.
Absolut, men okontroversiellt.
Well, that's good, because that is also how we want it. Nice and calm. No controversy. For a minute there during this coronavirus epidemic, like, I was like, this is how Sweden is going to really shine. Like, Stefan Löfven, like, check the weather calendar, and he's like, I think they will only leave home approximately 7 days this month. We'll be fine. They'll go out. Like,
vi behöver inte hälsa på folk. Det är perfekt. Det är det vi gör bäst. Vi satte på jorden för det här.
And now America will really know we're the best. God damn it. I feel like Sweden's like, please like me.
Catherine, har du slagit någon?
Have I hit somebody?
Mm. Var ska du börja? Miljoner gånger.
One time. Mm. I was like 14.
Mm.
I was in the mall.
Mm.
Did you guys have malls here?
Om vi har.
Oh, really?
Gallerior. Yeah.
Oh, a gallery. Uh-huh. Okay. Did you hang out there as teenagers?
Nej. Det är nog en småstadsgrej mer, tror jag.
Eller? Yeah. Okay. But it's a weird culture in the US.
Jo, det gjorde vi visst. Förlåt.
So I'm in the mall with my girlfriends, and we're just doing our cool girl walk around the mall, just being assholes. And this other group of female assholes were in the mall as well. And, you know, we did that whole, you know, oh my God, you're so fat. Like, oh, your G-string's trashy. Like, I fucking hate you. And then, so I like... put my middle, like, we walk away from those girls, and I stick my middle finger up in the air back at them behind me. And one of those girls was like, oh, you fucking flipping me off, bitch. They start power walking past us or like towards us. And it's the worst thing, because we got on an escalator we were going down and we were standing on the escalators, and these girls were coming after us, but they didn't, like, there was people in between, so they didn't come down the escalator. So they were talking shit the whole way down the escalator around the people. It was so fucking stupid.
That escalated slowly.
Yeah. Sorry, I keep clapping. Sorry. So we got to the bottom of the escalator, and this girl, I turn around and she just slaps me. She lays it on me.
Oy.
And I was like, I put up my hands and I was like, I don't want to fight. I think I knew that I was not going to win. So I just, and then my other girlfriends got in front of me, thank God. And, you know, and then we did the puffy chest move that you see in a lot of the dance movies when they just go chest to chest, and we got me out of there. But so I survived. So no, I've never hit anybody, but that was the one time I got hit.
Men så Mean Girl är en dokumentär om ditt liv lite grann.
Yes, and that's so important that we say that here, you know, because people don't take that movie seriously enough. It's true.
Folk skrattar åt den. Det är hemskt.
I know. Yeah, it's terrible.
It's your life.
Yeah. Oh my God, these questions.
Vad samlar du på?
Oh God, what does that mean?
What do you collect?
Oh! Dildos.
Mm-hmm.
No. Just said that to be stupid.
Weird porn. From the further question.
Yeah, no, you know, no one appreciates forest porn anymore. You know, when we were like 15, we'd have to go and like get a magazine from out in the woods. Yeah.
Dagens ungdomar förstår inte.
I know. Mm. They have no idea what hardship is. I mean, and then in the 90s.
Jag vet inte vad hardship är.
Yeah.
Vad är det?
A hardship, like a difficult time.
Aha, jaha, okej, okay, yeah. Förlåt. Jag trodde det var en porn magazine. a brand.
Actually, that could be a great gay porn magazine. Hard ship.
Brazilian ship.
Hard Brazilian ship. That's the movie. That's the follow-up. I collect.
It's getting worse.
It is. It's getting so much worse. I collect, this is going to sound super nerdy. Mm. I collect movie tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go to the movies. Mm. And sometimes I go by myself. Sometimes I go with my friends. Mm. Or like if I've been to a concert, I save those tickets too. Mm. And I save them in a, like, you know, stamp books, mm? Where like people who collect stamps, like those nerds. Mm? I'm not a nerd. Nice. Those guys are nerds. Stamps. So I like. It feels like sometimes when I go through it, it's like looking through memories mm? That aren't photos, and I just like can see it in my head. You know, so it's nice.
Om det inte är corona, hur många biobesök har du per år?
That's a good question.
Tackar.
Maybe twice a month I mm-hmm. would go to the movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If and for a while I didn't go because I was like so pissed off at Hollywood cinema. I wanted to like I just didn't like anything that was coming out. No. So I got a little disgruntled and didn't go for a while and illegally downloaded things.
Grip henne.
Sorry about that.
Vilken är världens bästa film?
Sound of Music.
Mm.
And I know that you can play a wow, wow, wow.
Nej, min är också en musikal.
Really? What's yours?
Hair.
Hair? Mm. Oh my god. Yeah. No, but Hair's fun. Mm. Delightful. What's that? Aquarius mm. is from Hair? Mm. Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. Mm. I saw Sound of Music when I was a kid. Mm. And this is depressing. When my parents were getting divorced, I was four. Yeah. I just remember playing it all the time and it made me so happy and I just loved.
Men den är gammal.
Yeah, it's from the 60s I think.
Oh, jävlar.
It's about, you know, Nazis and stuff mm. and like a singing family and Christopher Plummer's in it and he's mm. super fine. He's like so fucking young and he's like, you may call me captain, and I'm like, I will. Christopher.
On the Brazilian ship.
On the Brazilian ship. He was a sea captain. He's a fucking seaman.
See,
that's how I say seaman Janenbosch. I'm like, seaman. Seaman. And he's like, stop. Call me Simon. I'm like, no. That's your name. Seaman. He's like.
Jag har alltid lena fötter. Vad har du haft kroppslig tur med?
What part of my body doesn't work?
No, what part of your body is perfect? It's working fine.
My ass. Mm? Yeah.
Yes. Next question. Vad hade du för affischer på väggarna?
Posters.
Mm?
Oh my god, so basic, bitch. Mm. This is so basic. I had
weird porn and Sound of Music. That's your book.
So true. Yeah, we have porn. I gotta write that down. Calling it though. When I was growing up, I was such a super nerd for mm. music. So I had pictures of like Ella Fitzgerald and I liked Marilyn Monroe a lot and had a lot of that. But when I was growing up, lots of girls had like Audrey Hepburn and Marilyn Monroe because it was like trendy, you know. Oh my god, fashion icons. So when I was doing, I was like, no, I appreciate their artistry. No, girl, so basic.
Jättekul.
And a car poster. I weirdly also like cars. Mm-hmm. So I made a weird room. Mm. I was like, oh yeah, 72 Shelby Mustang? Fuck yeah.
Nice. Jag vet inte, jag har aldrig hållit en ratt i hela mitt liv.
You'll like it when I get in it. I don't know where I'm going to get one, but you're going to go, wow, this 72 Shelby is the so best.
Messi eller Ronaldo?
Ronaldo? Mm-hmm. The soccer player?
They're both soccer players. Messi or Ronaldo?
Oh, ew. What do I have to do with them?
No.
Wait, like, do I just have to pick one? Okay, Ronaldo.
Brazilian dinner.
Brazilian dinner? Are they paying me for Brazilian? Okay, okay, Ronaldo, mm. Yeah. I mean, he's. He's gonna be a legend. Mm. He is a legend.
But
so
did you know even what soccer was in USA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little girl sport.
It is.
No.
Jag vet inte.
No. It's like, yeah, for some reason Americans think that American football, which, you know, we've all mutually agreed makes zero sense why you call it football. Mm. But yeah, we were like, yeah, you need to hit each other and you need to touch each other's butts and we need to and then I realized that real athleticism is running for like 2 hours straight. And the yeah, I fell in love with it though when I got here. I really liked it. But it was also being around people who were enthusiastic about it. I know a lot of people who support a lot of teams and go to games all year round and stuff. It's fun.
Just det. Men Colorado, är inte det hockey också?
They actually, we have Swedish hockey players. One of our on the Colorado Avalanche, because that's one of our bigger teams. We have a baseball team as well, Colorado Rockies, and a basketball team. But yeah, they're called the Golden Nuggets.
Is that
the basketball team? And here come the Nuggets.
Sure, whatever.
What the fuck? We're like, yay, the Broncos, the Rockies, the Nuggets. Like, they're supposed to be Golden Nuggets. Like, some white, trashy person named that fucking team.
It was the Munchies.
Munchies, yes.
I want Golden Nuggets.
Nuggets, yeah. Oh, that's actually very good. In Colorado, they would be high as fuck. Oh, yeah, I'm starving.
A party trick.
At the moment, champagne.
Jag tror att du missförstår frågan. Eller?
Partyfest, partydrick?
Nej, trick.
Party trick.
Oh. If you want to impress someone by doing a trick.
Oh god. Yeah. Lots of things. well, oh my god, I wish I would have thought of this before. I sometimes can sing real good when I'm drunk. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I can totally rip it at karaoke for sure. Yeah.
För det är en fråga, vad väljer du för karaoke-låt?
Ooh. Mm. There is a song called Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson. It is fantastic.
Huh?
Yeah, and I think it would really enlighten a lot of Swedes if I did a rendition of it.
Det tror jag också. Vi spelar upp 12 sekunder här, vet jag, av den, så folk får en känsla av vad du erbjuder på.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Okay, great. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it country. Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Wow.
Fantastic.
Vilken låt.
I'm a redneck woman. I'm a high-class broad. I'm from the proud up Dub Marais, and I say, hey, y'all, and yeehaw!
Nej, vad nice! Den ska jag också prova.
Great. Don't take my song. Get your own song.
Har du vunnit en tävling någon gång?
Have I gotten my picture painted?
No, I haven't. Det är roligaste intervjun hittills, för det är som att prata.
I'm so sorry.
Have you won a competition?
Why, yes. When I was in high school, I went to the premiere of the new Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, and they had a contest to see who could sing the Indiana Jones song the best.
Ooh.
But I won in a dirty way.
Okay.
Because it was down to just me and this other guy, right? Mm. And this other guy is dressed like Indiana Jones.
Oh.
He's got the hat. He's got the shirt. He's got the whip. And so he was like, da-da-da-da, watch, da-da-da, watch. And everyone's like cheering and clapping and stuff. And I was just dressed normally. Mm. I hadn't prepared.
No.
I didn't have any props.
No.
What could I use? What could I do?
Tell us.
Da 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 da. And I won.
Really?
Yeah. And then when I sat down, someone said, "Wow, Daddy must be so proud." And I was like, "Shut up!" Just mad. Now that I won. So trashy.
Vad fick du för pris?
I won an action figure. Yeah. So and some more tickets. So it was worth it.
Rakt in I stamp book.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I think I have one. Yeah. Yeah. That would.
Vad är det ondaste du har haft?
Ondast?
The worst pain you felt.
Having an abortion.
Mm, mm.
In the US, it was like, oh God, it was such a hostile situation because Colorado at the time was not, there was protesters and like, you know, people. Yeah.
I mean, Juno.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. But scarier than in Juno, not just some kind, cute girl with a sign saying that your baby has fingernails, even though I love that movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just really scary. I was 16. Like it was an accident and I felt really forced into doing it. And at the time there was only like two ways for me to go about this. They either put you under anesthesia, I guess, and do the operation while you're not awake. But then you have to stay in the hospital or the care unit until you wake up, and like they have to make sure it's, if you do it while someone's awake, it's a lot less risky and it takes less time. And like my mom pressured me to do that. And they gave me a lot of medication to try to numb everything. I think I took Vicodin. But I remember everything. And it was so painful. It was so painful. It haunted me for so long. And I lost so many friends after that as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like I was living in a very conservative neighborhood and a lot of religious people. And they really were like, "You're going to go to hell. You never deserve to have children. Like, you're going to die alone." It's fucking terrible. I was 16.
With barn, alltså.
Yeah.
Fan, yeah. Vad sjukt, yeah. Alltså.
But it's, but I think it's changed a lot now, and they've done a lot of really good work in Colorado.
Yes, also.
They gave more funding to Planned Parenthood, and allowed free birth control and free contraception, and that helped cut abortions like substantially. I don't want to say the wrong number, but it was by a lot. So if you have prevention and you can, you know, stop bad things like that from happening. And that there's more ways to have an abortion now. I have many friends who've like taken a pill, which that seems also like terrifying. Like just what women have to go through sometimes is just so insane. But yeah.
Gud.
Yeah, no, he was not there, trust me.
Nej. Fy fan. Vad fint att du ville dela med dig.
Yeah, it was the only thing I could think of.
Såklart, ja. Gud vad skönt. Vad skönt att det blir bättre ändå.
Yeah, alltså, yeah. And I mean, I when I tell people, Swedish people, that, they often seem surprised. And so I'm like, I always want to tell it when I have an opportunity to, because it wasn't that far away. Nej. That there was so much discrimination and like misunderstandings. And yeah.
Men i Sverige,
Swedes are fucking great.
I Sverige känns det snarare som att man skulle, att det skulle vara mer skamligt att behålla ett barn som 16-årig flicka.
Isn't there also a television show like about
unga mammor? Yeah, ah, precis.
I've watched it a bit. It's not quite as hillbilly as we are.
Nej.
But it's getting there.
Ja,
it's getting
there. Vi jobbar på det.
Babe. Yeah. Let's get a 14-year-old on there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Kändaste släkting.
Släkting? Mm. Why don't I feel like I was killing it in Swedish 40 minutes ago.
You want to guess what släkting means?
I think it means like to släkt. Ah. I mean hand. It means to know it. Släkt is slap.
Okay.
Släkt, yes. Min hand.
Your most famous slap. No, the most famous family member. As you know.
Oh my god.
Släkting is
oh yeah, what?
Like cousins and siblings.
Oh. Thank you for the Swedish lesson. Yeah. See this? Yeah, we should have waited another year. Hey, Dua. Tack så mycket.
How about five?
It's so true. Ban me. Ban me and have me never come back. Okay, it's a toss up. It's a two-way tie. Oof. Between Uncle Bob.
Mm, of course.
And Brother Brian.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bob. Both are
Bob Dylan and Brian.
Brother Brian. McFadden. And I mean, everyone has an Uncle Bob in the US. Mm. I assumed that Swedes had, like, you know, a Uncle Sven or something.
Yeah. Something. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And he has like so many guns. And it's, yeah, and like, honestly, if there was a zombie apocalypse, like, I would change my views to conservative and move into that house.
To Bob.
It's like a fucking fortress over there. Yes.
Svenne har inga vapen.
Nej. Nej, kanske en, bara för.
En yxa kanske.
Yeah.
För ved.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll just throw some butter knives at the zombies. Get out of here. Get out of here.
So Bob is why is he famous, would you say? For the weapons?
Oh wait, do you mean actually famous?
Yeah.
Oh.
No,
it's me. Mm. I'm the most famous out of my whole family.
Of course, of course.
Right. Mm. But he also was a pioneer of skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, you know, works on a lot of military projects to, you know, have new technology for parachutes, like landing parachutes and stuff like that. and he also trains new skydivers.
Okay.
So I've also done that.
Har du?
Yeah.
Jävlar.
Yeah, and my like the day that they called me to do that, because they were having a military training exercise, and they were like, you should come and take the class, family tradition. And I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, whatever, I'll be there. And then I, like, told my husband, and he was like, well, I should go. And I was like, why? And he was like, Catherine, it's your dad and your uncle. Like, I know what I have to do. Like, if I'm not going to go, this is it. Like, they've already been calling me Pussy Swede Boy for, like, 4 years.
This is the final test.
And this is the final test. It was so fucking scary. What? I cannot tell you to just do it one time and then never do it again. Because, like, landing the fuck, jumping out of the plane is one thing, but it's landing the fucking parachute. Like, all I can think when I'm, like, you know, 10 meters off the ground is, I'm going to break my fucking legs.
So klar,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, but I don't. I land like a fucking pro.
Of course you did.
Yeah, no, they called me Ballerina Toes by the end. Yeah, all the Marine guys. Mm-hmm. It's very special.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was great. My husband was there to witness that as well. Although he could fly a lot better than I could.
Okay.
I landed off target a lot, but I landed well. So if we became one person, we'd be excellent at sky.
And you're going to be. Bor all din släkt kvar i Colorado? Bor all din, hela din familj, bor de kvar i Colorado?
Yeah. Well, my mom's side of the family mostly lives in Colorado, and my dad lives in Florida, and that's where most of their... but it's kind of weird, you know, because they're conservative on my mom's side of the family, but they're very wealthy on that side of the family. And my dad's side lives in Florida in like trailer parks and they're super poor. So I have the two different conservative viewpoints meshed into one to make one fucking liberal. Libtard is what they call me. Get out of here, you fucking snowflake. Yeah.
Otroligt.
It is. Yeah, Lee, my husband enjoys it tremendously. Det he finds it hilarious. Yeah.
Har du blivit kallad snowflake av en släkting?
Yeah, absolutely. No, when I was taking the fucking skydiving course, they're like, yeah, give one of those to Snowflake or something. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it's okay. I hit him back. I was like, you rednecks. Idiots.
Där fick de.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah.
Vad tycker du om ditt namn?
Do you... Okay. LaRue is not my real last name.
Spraying coffee.
It's a stage name that my husband kind of invented. My real name is Catherine Virginia Matthews. You remember that time. Yeah.
För du bytte på Facebook också. Sådär, kanske.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was like, fuck it. I'm just like officially, not officially changing my name. I didn't legally change it. I just started going by it.
Men vad fan, det är ju också jättesnygga namn.
Thank you. Thank you. Varför Catherine Matthews?
Ja, varför
bytte
du? Do you
like it?
Ja.
I felt like...
Det är lättare att uttala också.
Oh my god, no, it was not fun. Like every time Swedes were introducing me at comedy clubs, they'd be like, and the next person is going to be speaking English. Very exciting. Her name is Catherine Matthews. And I just was like, I gotta get out of here. I felt like such a hillbilly.
I was like, är det så?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it was snyggt.
Really? Oh, okay. Maybe I'll change it back then someday. Virginia is intense, though, right? How often do you know someone named Virginia?
Nej, det är konstigt.
But you have awesome old names in Swedish as well. Like,
but is Virginia, är det ett tantnamn, eller?
Yeah, I think so. Like, yeah, there's some names that...
Det är som Ulla.
Kind of, kind of. Or like calling my husband's grandfather's name is Dogfin. And they have someone else in the family who's named Viking.
Det är konstigt, ja.
Yeah. But so I thought it was kind of like that.
Ja, det får man säga.
A little bit. But I mean, I liked it my whole life. I just, I don't know. Yeah, I just wanted to take on a new personality.
Det är coolt med ett stage name.
Thank you.
Det är väldigt nice.
And I assumed that Berglund was also a stage name.
Of course, my real name is Dogfin.
Robin Dogfin.
Ah, they're nice.
That actually is kind of nice. You sound like an old-timely like radio host who's like, time to tune in with Robin Dogfin.
Dogfin. It's like Dave Pimple.
Dave Pimple. No, it's a fine dog. It's a fiend dog. It's a dog fiend. And I, the first time I heard it and, like, didn't know what it meant, I was like, are they calling that motherfucker Dogfin? Like, and so I was, like, imagining, like, a dog with fins in my head. It's been very difficult to adjust.
Vem får ofta höra att du är lik?
Oh, Kirstie Armstrong.
Va?
Yeah, all the time. People confuse us all the time. I was on IMK the other day and Martin accidentally did it. He's like, and because we were sitting right next to each other as well. But it's when I met Kirstie, this is shady. She had an English accent when I met her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I turned her into an American slowly.
You made her.
Yeah, I did. No. But I feel like I do powerfully impact accents.
Mm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I really bite on my words.
I fattar.
Yeah, but people tell me that sometimes they like listening because they can just understand. You know, it's not like Uncle Bob who's...
Nah.
You know, we're going to get down later. You know, it's nice to meet you. What did you say your name was again? Amen.
Men utseendemässigt då? Får du höra att du är lik någon?
Anne Hathaway.
Can
you see it in the
Absolute.
Eyes? Yes. Mm. Ooh. I think it's just my weirdly big facial features. like my, you know, my big eyes and my big lips and my...
Ja, no? Det är väl supernice.
Thank you.
Folk just betalar väl dyrt för det?
Ja. Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Har du varit i Romme Alpin?
Roman Alpine?
Mm. Har du varit där?
No.
No?
The Roman Alpines?
Yeah, pretty much, yes. Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Okay, excellent. Thank you. Bye. This was great and not pinsamt för mig at all. Excellent.
Nu har det blivit dags för Patreon-frågorna. Äntligen! Nu är det lyssnarfrågor.
Patreon.
Vi börjar med de nya som har kommit in idag faktiskt.
Oh my god.
Mm. Då ska vi se, vi börjar här nere med Andreas.
Hej Andreas.
Fint. Han skulle vilja att du berättar om ett smultronställe i Sverige. Alltså en...
Smultron.
Mm.
So where you go? Where do you, is it the
like
place?
A secret favorite place?
Thank you so much for your question, Andreas. and thank you for helping me translate it. Oh, that's a good question. There is a well, I don't know how secret it is, I guess. You know, in Gamla Stan, there's some cafes that are like in the ground.
No way.
There's a cafe, I think it's called Cafe Vox.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it, I heard someone once say that it was the king's old wine cellar, and it's got these huge, like, you know, it looks like it could have been at one point. But so it's just a small cafe that's, you know, down underneath everything else. It's not at street level. It's down under. And it's always, most of the time, it's really calm down there. And it's like a little bit cold because it's, you know, down in the ground. And, during the summer, it sometimes feels really nice to just, like, you know, go somewhere quiet and, like, that's a little cool. And, yeah, that's where I would say, I guess.
Perfekt. Bra svar. Då tar vi majsmjus.
Majsmjus?
Majsmjus.
I love that play on words. Excellent.
Vad är din grej på fyllan? Något du alltid eller ofta gör när du druckit det där extra glaset?
In Finland? Wait, say it again. Say it again.
No, just answer what you thought I said.
I think the Finnish are great. And, and I, you know, I think it's mean that everyone says they're so ugly. I mean, so what if they are, you know? They know how to drink. They know how to have fun.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, let's teach the kids outside. So why not? And I'm like, you go, Finland. You go. What was the real question? What was the real question?
What do you do when you're drunk?
Oh, that.
But it was close. Go to Finland.
What do I do when I'm drunk?
I keep the first answer. Perfect.
I want to just say that I like to argue when I'm drunk. So if you see me in a bar, just make sure to say something controversial and I'll argue the shit out of you.
Sen tar vi Sofie. Hon undrar, vad är det äckligaste du har gjort som barn?
What's the grossest thing I've done to a kid?
No. Yes. As a kid.
As a kid.
Both. Answer both.
I can't be blamed for the things that I've done to kids.
No, of course,
like, kids get them, they get themselves in their own situations, and then I just have to, like, try to get the, you know. So many options when I was a kid. One time, I... you know, I guess I'd say that when I was, like, too old to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
like 6 or 7 probably. You know, I'd just pick my nose and then I'd put the boogers on the carpet.
No more banana bread.
There we go.
None säger badsalt eller badbomb.
Oh, badsalt. Mm. Absolut. Thank you so much for that important question.
Verkligen.
Yeah.
Väl investerade pengar.
But bath bomb, like, I don't even... Have you tried one? You have a bath.
Yeah, I have a bath bomb in my locker, but I don't like it.
You have a bath bomb in your locker? That would be so illegal in America. They'd be like, get that bath bomb. Can't say bomb in a school. But, yeah, go on. Sorry.
just det. Ska vi se en cool grej?
Vad vi dricker?
Oh my god. Ooh. Oh, that's so awesome. It tastes muy delicioso. It tastes nutty and chocolatey. It's absolutely excellent.
Thank you. Det var alltså vårt mitt kaffe då. Mina vänner bokade kaffet. Men det är alltså stadens kafferosteri som undrar hur dricker du ditt kaffe?
Svart med lite mjölk.
Mm.
Before, when I was in America, I used to drink a, like, venti iced chai latte with one pump of sugar-free vanilla, and, yeah.
Really?
I know. Oh, yeah. Like, I worked at like a Starbucks.
Sketch.
Yeah. Yeah. People would be like, I want a triple venti, non-fat, extra foam, no, blah, blah, blah. And then I moved here to Sweden, and people were like, that is not coffee.
No.
It's not. And now I feel that way. I love it.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Tack så mycket.
Sen tar vi Per Siljekvist. Det är alltså en ordvits. Vi ska lära mig nu. Det är egentligen persiljekvist. Like parsley. Ja.
Yeah.
Han undrar, vad är det senaste som du gjorde för första gången?
When was the last time that I did something for the first time?
Exactly.
Anal? No, I'm just kidding. I would say that was the move to New York.
Mm.
Moving. I did that. Yeah. No, seriously. When I went into my first open mic in New York, oh my God, it felt like I'd never done it before.
It was
so scary. Because I've realized that I act a little differently with Swedish crowds, you know? Like, I over-enunciate a bit, maybe, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm from America! Uh-huh. And then I'm in New York, you know?
Yeah, we know. Yeah. I'm a person!
Like, yeah, yeah, and they're like, you suck. No, it was good. It was good. It was really nice to be... around people that were all speaking the same language for once. It was great. Even though it's like that a big band sometimes.
Filip Sigholm undrar, vad gillar du som andra tycker är lite udda?
Udda?
Weird.
What do I think is a little weird?
No, what do you do?
Pedophiles. Bill Clinton.
No,
Harvey Weinstein. Michael Jackson.
Perfect. Because the question was, what do you do that other people think is a little bit weird?
Everything.
You said Harvey Weinstein.
just being loud. Everyone always looks at me weird, especially when I'm trying to make jokes that aren't funny. Yeah, that's a little weird. People are like, okay. Great.
Nej, du är bäst.
Thank you for tolerating me.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. Vi tar min syra, Elinor. Hon undrar, när du var liten, vad ville du då bli när du blev stor?
What did I want to be when I grew up?
Yeah.
A singer. I want to be a jazz singer.
Mm.
Yeah. And I even followed that dream all the way until high school.
Mm-hmm.
And my teachers were just like, it's not going to happen, honey.
Nah.
Yeah. And so I stopped doing it. But that's okay, because now I'm a really successful stand-up comic.
Yeah, you are. In 2 countries.
In 2 countries. Next, Malta. Nailed it.
Marcus Veteleinen undrar vem som är Sveriges mest underskattade komiker.
Ooh. Thanos.
Mm.
Probably.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean... Do a lot of people know who he is? I feel like he's a legend in our community a bit. Like, he'll just show up and we're like, clear the schedule.
Exact.
We got a 45-minuter coming up. But he's so good. Uh-huh. He's so talented. I love his impersonations and like how he does storytelling. He's really, really good.
Ja, yeah. Det är andra regler för honom. Det är verkligen så här. Alla kör 10 minuter, Tanno 29 timmar.
When did that happen?
Jag vet inte.
Wait, when did you start doing stand-up?
5.5 år sedan.
Aha, yeah, okay.
2014.
We've almost been doing it at the same time.
Började du 2014?
Yeah, something like that, somewhere around there, yeah. But that's awesome. Wait, why did you... Can I ask you a question? What? Why did you get into it? What happened? Drunk were you?
Då var jag nykter, men jag var ett fan, typ. Jag följde poddar och stand-up, typ.
Nice!
Och gick på Big Ben en del.
Dude, that's so cool. Mm. I'm glad. And then you just wrote a set and you were like, fuck it, let's do it. Nice! Mm-hmm. That's an awesome story. I hate how I was like, ugh, if I have to... Do it, scoundrels. Give me a beer.
Rickard Malm, ooh, en av mina bästa vänner, han undrar street name.
Yeah, K-Money. In high school they called me Catman.
Catman?
Catmat.
Catmat,
like,
okay.
Yeah, like the first three letters of each. Yeah, but then again, another reason why I wanted to change my name is because... when Swedes said it, they would say Catmot, which had a different feeling, you know, didn't have the same
street boom, cat name.
Street cat name. Call it cat food. Come on, kitty, kitty.
Dagfinn och Catmot.
A match made in heaven. It's like the Notebook. It's excellent.
Sen tar vi David Sundin. Känner till?
Oh my god, hello David. Let's be together. What's up, bro?
Om du bara fick äta en pizza för resten av livet.
Am I such a basic bitch?
Yes.
If I say that I just want a margarita.
Perfect.
Just want a margarita.
Lovely.
I mean, what if you chose the fucking prosciutto ham with rucola? And then one day you wanted to throw that rucola in its face.
Exactly. You know? But what do you think about Swedish pizza culture?
Ugh, makes me sick.
Really?
Makes me sick. Dude, if they left the pizzas in the oven for literally like 5 more minutes, everything would be fine.
It would be crusty.
Like it would be, you know, sometimes I like a good sloppy...
Turk pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, like a kebab pizza. But I started making my own pizza not that long ago. That's something new I learned.
Yeah.
It's way better.
Way better.
Way better.
Mikael Wester, han undrar vilket land skulle du vilja vara uppväxt i?
Malta.
Of course.
Yeah. Canada, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Oh my god, because Canada's awesome.
Mm.
They're like the U.S., but better.
No one would call you Snowflake.
No. They would, you know, they would all be snowflakes.
Yeah.
So
it's like a big Sweden, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a gigantic Sweden, but they have weed over there,
yeah,
which is a really defining characteristic for me. Ugh, who's going to do it?
They should change leave on the flag.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's perfect. And then, excellent. They don't have to be red and white anymore. They'll be red and white and green.
Yeah, perfect.
It's great.
Is that Nigeria or something?
Oh.
I think it's taken.
Damn it. It's okay. Red, white, and blue is very common. You can just flip flags around. They're like, we're going to do this, but we're going to flip it upside down, and it's a different flag. It's okay. Men are uncreative.
Joel V. Kall. Det här är lite en tricky question.
Uh-oh.
Du står på jordens yta.
Okay, wait. I'm standing on the world's precipice.
You're standing...
I'm so sorry. He's like, I'm not editing this. We're putting up the hour and 40 minutes of me explaining questions to Catherine. Great. Nej, min svenska är fan duktig.
You said somewhere on the earth. Så går du en mil söderut.
Okay.
1 mile to the south,
yeah.
1 mile to the west,
yeah.
and 1 mile to the north.
Yeah.
And you're coming back to the first place.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Colorado.
Correct.
I'm in... Wait, so I go down to the west, I go down south, then I go west, and then I go north?
Exactly.
Canada.
It's...
Wait, I don't understand.
But you understand that you walk like yeah. in a triangle.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah.
And where am I?
On North Pole.
Oh.
Because then you don't have to go to the south. No, to the east, I mean.
Oh, that you can't go to the east.
Exactly, because you're standing on the North Pole.
I still would have said Florida.
Yeah.
I would have been. I could have imagined that you could have gone from like Argentina to Panama to Florida. Yeah. Boom. That's a fucking weird-ass triangle for you. Bam! And then there's just nothing but ocean. I graduated high school and that's it, people. That's it.
Martin Lundberg undrar vilket som är ditt onödigaste köp.
Onödigaste köp?
Mm, onödig. You know what that means?
No.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary things to buy.
Yeah, that you have brought.
Purses and bags that are brand named.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Mm. But you use them, right? Or?
Yeah, but I spent like hundreds of dollars on bags that, you know, I was like really poor. I was like, why am I buying these fucking bags? Like they were like I used to save up money and buy Marc Jacobs and shit, and it felt stupid after a while because then I would just want to sell them to someone else for like a bit less than I bought them for. Stupid.
Det är synd, det.
I'm sure he's gonna be delighted by the answer to that question. He's like, great.
Sen tar vi shots och tjena. Han undrar, betraktar du dig själv som vuxen?
Do I like myself as an adult?
Do you consider yourself being an adult?
What?
Do you consider yourself being an adult?
No.
No?
No. I don't have a savings account. Uh-huh. I don't have children. But I'm working towards that. I have like 2 plants now in my house that aren't dead yet. And they've been living for like a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling like pretty... steadily moving towards adulthood.
Yeah.
Keeping things alive in the apartment.
Plants really work that way. They feel like you, yeah. Like,
well, because
a quarter of a kid.
Yeah. Listen, people are like, well, you know, you forget to water the plant. And I'm like, I know, you got to go over and poke that motherfucker's soil and be like, you dry, bitch.
Yeah.
And you got to like.
Mom of the year.
You got to feel their leaves and look at them and be like, oh, you getting too much sun, baby. And then you got to move them to a different place. Ugh, yeah, it's exhausting. Plant mom. Plant mom of the year.
I'm talking to an adult.
100%.
Kristina Takman undrar, hur många språk kan du göra dig hyfsat förstådd på?
1.
Correct.
And a half.
Yeah.
Maltese. And a quarter. Maltese, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mattias Sjöberg säger, berätta om en rolig alkoholrelaterad kväll från förra sommaren.
Why do people keep asking me alcohol questions? Do I just seem like a person who's
yes.
like down? Oh my God.
No,
100%. No, oh my God. Every midsummer is a... delight. But last time we went to go visit some friends in Yavsa, and we did some fantastical skinny dipping over that.
Skinny dipping, what's that?
Naked swimming.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and it was, but it was fucking freezing. Woo! I feel like I lost weight just thinking about getting in that water again. I was like, woo, this is cold. And everyone was so unalarmed by everyone else's ding-a-lings. And, yeah, ding-a-ling is penis, by the way, in case you...
I'm learning, too.
yeah, we got super drunk. Yeah, super drunk and went skinny dipping. It was fun. Sang songs. We played, like, Swedes Dude. Yeah. See, my vision of Sweden was basically correct. You guys don't...
And I have like ding-a-ling and the skinny dippings. I'm going to New York.
It's a great first joke.
Yeah.
It's great.
Daniel Lindberg undrar vilken är Sveriges tråkigaste stad.
Oh, don't make me answer that. Look, don't make me talk about Sundsvall. Like, it's fucking great, okay? Can I say for stand-up? I wish Gothenburg was better for stand-up. Yeah, that's my shade.
Ja, bra.
Yeah.
Helt rätt. Sofie Hallgren undrar bästa svordom.
Oh, I know that word, svordom, but what does it mean?
Swear word.
Oh, fuck!
Fuck. Svenska då, har du någon favorit?
Oh, fitta.
Fitta, jättebra.
Det var min första 10 ord, kanske, i svenska. jag har lärt, oh my god, the first thing I ever learned in Swedish was another Swedish guy that my husband and I were going to school with.
Mm.
Yeah, he taught me how to say, jag är din lilla hura. Which, that's a true story. He told me it means I love you. So that's how I say I love you to my husband every time. Jag är din lilla hura. Puss och kram, puss och kram. Roligt.
Väldigt roligt.
Väldigt roligt. It's fun to say to the family.
Plynnis, hon undrar, vad känner du för Felicia Jackson?
Oh, how do I feel about Felicia Jackson? I adore. I adore.
Nice.
Fuck, Felicia Jackson's an incredibly important person to have on the scene.
Yeah.
I think she sometimes has a reputation of not showing up. She's definitely ghosted a Cosmic Comedy performance.
Yes.
But I don't know. Like, until we have like a plethora of black women that can come on the scene, like, I don't care. She can drop in whenever the fuck she feels like it. And she's good and she's rough, man. Mm. And we need that from the community. So yeah, fuck yeah to Felicia.
Verkligen.
Yeah.
Bra.
To Mala though. Jesus. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck. och så tar vi en sista. Allas våran Jonas Widman undrar, vad drömmer du om att någon gång göra och varför har du inte redan gjort det?
Oh, that's an excellent question too. I'm gonna go with porn. No. That's an awesome question. I want to make movies someday. I think when I moved to Sweden, I like learned so much more about myself than I would have ever learned in America, because I had to test myself and try so many new things and like figured out that I could write and that I should continue with that. So I hope one day I'll write and direct my own movies.
Verkligen.
And why I haven't done that yet is because I haven't gone to film school. And learning how to make things on your own is such a trying process. Mm. Like, I mean, even doing podcasts can be like, such a hassle sometimes with the technology and equipment and like the mics that you need to buy and the cords. And it's just... And then when you think about doing that for a film, really, most of the time, you need at least a 5 to 10 person crew just to run the set.
Mm.
And I've been on a lot of film sets where people have, not paid anybody and haven't been very professional. And I don't want to be like that. But thankfully, again, being in Sweden, if I did write a film and put it up as an art project towards like... What do they call that? It's like you can apply for funding for art projects and stuff.
Jag vet inte, man kan ansöka om, vad kan det heta då? Kulturs, stöd eller?
Yeah. And I know some comedians who do that as well sometimes when they're running shows with more stuff.
Ja, just det. Men skulle du vilja göra en komedi eller vad skulle du vilja göra om du fick göra en film?
I have a couple of different ideas. I think the first one I'd want to just talk about how I grew up. I had an idea about making a film about what happened when I went to go do the skydiving course. Because some of the guys who do skydiving regularly, like, get some incredible video footage of them practicing and stuff. And I was like, fuck, like, we might actually have access to making a movie. And if Uncle Bob is like, oh, you want to make a movie about this? Like, he might fund me to do it. So it's an idea that's kind of like been sitting here for a little while. I just have to sit down and do it.
Fan, vad fett.
Yeah, thanks.
Inom fem år.
Yeah. And when I come back, my Swedish is going to be flawless by then. I'll be back to interview me about the movie and everything.
I will. Supergärna. Men nu har vi blivit kompisar. Vi gjorde det. Varsågod.
Oh my äntligen. God.
speech.
I never thought I would feel so accepted and so loved. No, thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for tolerating me. I'm so sorry.
Jag tycker du är underbar. Det var så jävla trevligt.
Du är underbar. My husband was like, oh my god, you're finally doing his podcast. And I was like, I am. Yeah, because he's a big fan as well. He always says that you're one of the best that perform at our club.
Nämen.
So yeah. No, and he's not subject to say anything. He's not like me climbing up the AMK tree. Okay, he's on his own over there. But yeah, so thank you so much.
Men tack själv. Vill du göra reklam för något? Tips om någonting?
Yeah, sure. If there's anybody listening who loves movies, I have my own movie podcast that I just started a little while ago with my other comedian accomplice. It's called Cine Junkie Pod. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook, and Twitter, and check out all of our episodes on Spotify and on iTunes. And yeah, just we've done lots of cool movies, Birds of Prey, which we hated. So we've done some new movies, some old movies, and then done some other episodes about like Netflix originals, for example. Huh? And yeah, so if you're a movie lover, check out Cine Junkie Pod.
Självklart. Och yeah. Hoppas vi att Cosmic drar igång igen i höst.
Yes.
Eller hur?
Oh my god, I really hope that. Can I ask your opinion? Do you like it when we did theme nights?
Alltså, jag var ju tvungen att ställa in den gången jag var bokad. Mm. Så jag skäms lite för det, men jag tycker det är en superbra idé. Yeah. För jag hade skrivit.
Yeah.
Och det är så himla bra att få en spark i baken. För det ni gjorde var att ni långt innan gav ut teman liksom, som man skulle skriva för. Och det är så himla bra att få liksom, en inriktning på. Nu ska jag skriva om sex eller om livet på landet eller sånt där.
I was going to make the, hopefully if we did that in the fall, I'd make the, because last, the first time I tried it, I made the themes a little complicated, but now, yeah, it'll be like money, religion, politics, like, or food, you know, whatever. So I think it's fun. That's great. Because some comics, I think, felt a little too pressured, you know, but we don't challenge ourselves a lot in the community. Once we get a good 10-minute set, we'll coast on that for like the next
9 years. Season.
Exactly. Got 10 jokes and I wrote in them 5 years.
Exakt.
One of them is decent when you're intoxicated.
Tack för att du tog dig tid.
Jag ska sakna dig.
Jag ska sakna dig också.
Det är riktigt. Riktigt väskuskt. Nailed it.
Hej då.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.